Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, December 24th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, economists see a bright future in 2015 and had a budget with unsteady income. While we may not get a white Christmas in most of the country, it looks like we could be getting an even better economy in 2015. That, according to the economists recently surveyed by the Wall Street Journal.
They think the economy is going to grow close to 3%, and that would be one of the best years of growth so far in this expansion. And they also see continued improvement in the labor markets.
That's Wall Street Journal's Kathleen Madigan. Of course, we saw similar enthusiasm a year ago about 2014, and that wasn't matched by reality. However, economists couldn't predict the hits we'd take from last year's harsh winter. This time, they think the only threat to our economic growth is if there's major problems overseas.
Either that the global slowdown is going to worsen. A couple people mentioned, what if the Eurozone falls into recession? And then there's just those geopolitical shocks that, of course, by definition, you can't forecast.
And while lower oil prices are providing a major boost to consumer confidence now, economists don't expect oil prices to remain this low next year.
They expect prices to kind of edge up a little bit next year, but it's still going to be well below the $100 a barrel it averaged in the first half of 2014.
You can get the complete results of the latest Wall Street Journal survey of economists at WSJ.com. As we continue, tips for creating a budget when you don't have regular income.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Whether you work on commission, have irregular working hours, or own a business, you understand the pressures of not having steady income. Credit.com's Adam Levin has budgeting tips for those who don't get a steady paycheck.
Though you may think that not having a steady income makes it impossible to budget, in reality, the opposite's true. It makes it even more important to do so. Start by listing your necessary expenses, such as rent, car, gas, insurance. Consider these expenses to be your baseline and be sensible. Only look at what you really need to pay for to live, leaving out extras like getting takeout or even manicures. However, you should also make a list for discretionary expenses, commonly referred to as your wants. This is where you can add on things such as eating out, shopping, and entertainment. However, since these tend to vary, the cost may be hard to predict. So take a look at what you spent over the last few months and average them out so you have an idea of how much they're costing you. Next, figure out how much you make. Look through your pay stubs and bank accounts. What's the least amount you've ever made? What's the most? Take that minimum amount you've made and use it to start. See if that minimum income amount will at least cover your necessary expenses. If yes, don't consider it a free-for-all to increase your discretionary spending. Consider putting the extra money away to cover yourself for when you get a smaller-than-usual paycheck. And speaking of a little extra, if there is some, consider putting it into the bank to build a safety net for those unbudgeted expenses that may, and often do, come up. Even if you're living paycheck to paycheck, by setting up a budget, you might be able to live more comfortably and put money away for a rainy day or a lean month. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.